This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
All right, let's get to Dallas, where our friend Brett Friedlander, SaturdayRoad.com, ACC columnist, is joining us. My fault for getting out over my skis after Clemson beat Arizona last night and telling basically everybody to eat it. The ACC is still king, and then, of course, Carolina does what Carolina did. But let's start with what you expect out of today. Your first game is State and Marquette. I know this is bringing people memories of 74. I don't think this State team is quite as good as that 74 squad. But why do you think the Wolfpack have a chance tonight?
Because they are riding a wave of momentum right now that I just have never seen. And as long as they call the game the way they have been calling it and DJ Burns doesn't get into foul trouble, I think they got a puncher's chance, because I think that Casey Morcell will not hold down Tyler Kolek, but I think that he will make him either a shooter or a passer and not both, which is what he is more, you know, dangerous as. And I think they got a shot. If DJ Horn and somebody else comes through and can score, that's the formula. And as long as they stick to it, they got a shot.
Yeah, I think it's funny. There's so many things about this game that run through my mind. One, how does DJ Burns defend? How do they deploy him defensively? It's just going to be hard because of Marquette's versatility and the way they play. What is Mo Diarra going to be like? Because if it's the first game, like, they've been playing late games, right? So it's the first game. And, like, the last time he could put anything in his body, like nourishment, was, I don't know, 6 hours ago. And he's got to make it all the way through, almost probably midway through the second half, before he can eat or drink anything. How is he going to deal with that? Do they have to manage him in the first 30 minutes of this game? And then finding that secondary scoring that they're going to need to keep pace with Martin. There's a lot going on for State tonight.
Yeah, I would say that Ben Middlebrooks is going to be very important tonight, because if you look back to the only other game during this run in which they played an early game and Diarra was not able to hydrate or to eat until after the game started was the Louisville game, the first game of the ACC tournament. And he only had, 4 points and a couple of rebounds in like 18 minutes. So that is definitely a concern. And they're going to need him because he's been great. He's been a rebounding machine.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be incumbent upon Ben Middlebrooks to have a big game and to really play a very major role, because until Diarra is able to, you know, to get something in him, and even if he does, how effective is he going to be? I mean, I was at the ACC tournament. I remember in one of those games, every TV timeout, they were feeding him bananas and Gatorade.
Right.
So,
hey, it's Adam Gold, and I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
They're not going to do that till the second half, so it's going to be tough.
I do that too, by the way. Yeah, it's for what that's worth, whatever. Brett Friedlander is joining us, SaturdayRoad.com ACC columnist. Let's get to Duke, and then we'll talk about last night. The Blue Devils, and I think State has a legit chance to beat Marquette simply because of the way they are playing. And they look to me like the team I thought we were going to see for most of the season. We're finally starting to see them now. That doesn't mean that they're one of the top 16 teams in the country. It's just that when you play well, you have a chance to do what the Wolfpack are doing. Duke, they don't need Jared McCain to make 8 threes tonight. But it wouldn't hurt. But what they need is McCain and Roach and Proctor and even Kyle Filipowski to become perimeter, real perimeter threats to open Houston up and draw them away and then become drivers.
Absolutely. And I think that Jeremy Roach is due for a good game. He has not played well since, is it the NC State game? The one right before the Carolina game that finished the regular season. He has not shot well since then, and you know he's better than that. And he's due for a good one. If Duke's guards can make shots, and it doesn't matter which of the three, but if two of those three make shots, and Filipowski stays out of foul trouble, and Mark Mitchell does what Mark Mitchell does, I like Duke's chances tonight because this is a game that a team that Duke matches up well with. The teams that have given Duke trouble all year are teams with a dominant inside presence, a guy who can defend the rim and keep those guards from getting in there and scoring in close, and who can score at the rim. And Houston does not have that. And neither of the two teams that Duke has played up until now has had that. So I really like this matchup. And I think that I honestly think Duke is going to win. We'll see. I might be wrong. As my old boss, Doug Mead, used to say, always certain, but never right.
Well, look, I thought Carolina minus 4.5 was a great choice yesterday.
It should have been.
I mean, it should have. We're going to get to them in a second. Here's you talked about Houston's lack of inside presence. Their lack of defensive rebounding, coupled with Duke's ability to get to the offensive glass. Boy, we haven't really thought about a Duke advantage in those terms in a big game in a long time. But to me, that's one of the formulas. And Duke did a little of this, right, throughout the season. If they can get free possessions, not only maybe do you get a quick putback bucket, but that's the best time to knock down threes.
Yep, the redirect. Kate was famous for that. Everybody gave up on Duke the same way they gave up on NC State at the end of the regular season. But every tournament is a new entity. You start fresh. And I think that getting knocked out early at the ACC tournament may actually have been an advantage for those guys because it gave them a chance to go back to the practice to kind of get, their heads right. Now, I don't know if Shire pulled the old Coach K trick of taking all the chairs and all the trophies, all the pictures of the old guys out of the locker room. But some tough love, and here they are. And who would have thought that NC State and Duke had a chance to go further? And NC State, Duke, and Clemson had a chance to go further in this tournament than Carolina.
Yeah, we're still not quite done with the disrespect us at your own peril, because there's work to be done tonight. It wouldn't be nearly as impressive if there's just one ACC team in the Elite Eight. It certainly would have been more impressive if there were four, and we all know what the odds are of even that number being three. But I keep getting back to Duke. Like, Carolina needed to rely on their defense, and we'll talk about them in a second. And Duke is a better offensive team than they are a defensive team. And if they're going to win this game, they still have to play good defense. But if Duke is going to win this game, they're going to win it because their offense was good.
Yep.
And I think they're – so not turning the ball over.
But, Adam, when Duke does defend, that's when they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Because you know that their offense is going to do what they do.
I agree that.
They defended really well.
Oh, there's no question about that. One quick thing about this game. Last year, a big, strong – not necessarily a tall, but a thick – older physical team basically bullied them in Tennessee.
Yep.
And that's what Houston's going to try and do. How do they combat that?
Well, first of all, you have to show a little toughness back.
Right.
Because in the Carolina game and in the NC State game, they didn't do that. The old Roy Williams, you got to want to.
Right.
And again, make shots. Make shots and all of a sudden they've got to defend you differently. They got to come outside. They got to, they just have to react. And if you can create a couple turnovers, get out in transition, and get a lead, now all of a sudden you're dictating the style of game. And if that's the case, then Duke's got a huge advantage.
All right, let's get to last night. And I know that you're in Dallas and the Tar Heels were in Los Angeles. But thoughts on why you think it happened the way it did?
There are a lot of reasons. First of all, I think you can go back to some of the other games that Carolina played this year. The Georgia Tech game, even the Tennessee game, where they just were great for the first half, took their foot off the accelerator. They just didn't have a killer instinct. And they had Alabama down by 8 in the second half, and they just couldn't put them away. And there are a couple of other things. First of all, what was Paxson Wojcik playing 9 minutes in the second half when Elliott Cadeau and Seth Trimble played a combined 9 minutes between them? What was Jalen Withers taking a three-pointer there when
me.
They really just needed to get it to one of your guys? There were a lot of things that happened in that game that shouldn't have happened, and I'm at a loss to explain it other than the fact that maybe they took Alabama lightly. Maybe they were reading the press clippings. Maybe they were looking ahead. I don't know. But R.J. Davis going 0-for-9 from the three-point line, 2 hours after Caleb Love did exactly the same thing, says to me a little bit that those two are looking, at playing each other and thinking about that and not at the task at hand.
So here's the thing. Like, I agree with you that it was curious to see Paxson Wojcik on the court for that much in the second half. The theory behind it was neither Cadeau nor Trimble are three-point shooting threats. Therefore, Hubert Davis wanted another shooter on the court to kind of make Alabama's defense react to that. But the only way that works is if you make that shooter a factor. And for my money, they really didn't. And then he becomes a defensive liability. And no matter how good a player he is overall, he becomes it's not what you are used to having. Elliott Cadeau, you could argue that for all as good as he was this year, maybe last night, even though he made a couple of threes early, that maybe last night wasn't his night. But Seth Trimble, to me, in a game where you needed to rely on your defense to win,
yep,
that to me is the guy that I would have rather had on the court than Wojcik, because I think at the very least, Trimble gives you defense and athleticism, and he also gives you a driver that could maybe get to the free throw line, and they could have used both of those.
Yeah, and you know what, Adam, too? This is the most important game of the season. Your season is on the line. The championship you've been playing all year. And you go with your best players. And
right.
Hubert has really grown as a head coach over the last 3 years. I mean, it's on-the-job training, and he has gotten much better. He's the ACC Coach of the Year, for crying out loud. But I think that the learning process is still there, and I think last night was part of that. And there's a lot of people to blame, and it's one of those things.
You know who to blame? Alabama. Blame Grant Nelson for scoring 12 out of their last 14 points.
I mean, blocking four shots.
Does he get a blocked shot for the block on the – he does. Good for him. He deserves it.
More along the lines of the one on RJ on the next-to-last possession.
No question. And, Alabama played great, and that's the reason why UNC lost. That's Brett Friedlander. Enjoy tonight, man. I'll talk to you next week, I'm sure.
Anytime, Adam. Thank you.
You got it.